Welcome to the AgeTurners.com podcast, a podcast provided to help you be a part of the generation that ends this age. In this installment, Brother Tom Getz shows us that in order to do business for the Lord, we need to do the work of an evangelist, bringing others to the Lord so that we would not appear before Him empty-handed.
In the last podcast, we had a fellowship about doing business while the Lord is coming. And you know, this time in this podcast, I would just like to open up my heart and maybe share with you a little testimony of the kind of experiences that I've been having with the Lord these days. You know, in my Bible, I read every day and I spend time with the Lord every day and have been enjoying Brother Ricky's fellowship about having a time with the Lord, to have personal fellowship with the Lord. I just feel this is so helpful for the young people to enter into a real sweet and intimate fellowship with the Lord for their daily living. Well, you know, after we really picked up this burden about doing business until I come, or do business while I'm coming, and about being active for the Lord, I've been very much before the Lord, and I usually try to get a time where I can spend about 30 minutes every morning to pray and open myself and just be alone with the Lord to fellowship. And one day in early March, while I was walking and calling on the name of the Lord and just loving Him and being with Him, I was asking Him, Lord, how could I do business? I mean, what do I do? I mean, how do I do this? And you know, in the last podcast, we talked about praying, that the way to work, the way to be active for the Lord is to pray. And so that's what I was doing. I was praying, Lord, how to be active. And you know, while I was walking and praying, the Lord reminded me of a verse in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5. And the verse says, "But you, be sober in all things, suffer evil, do the work of an evangelist, fully accomplish your ministry." And that was it. Boy, that verse hit me like a ton of bricks. It was like a blazing light. The way to do business is to do the work of an evangelist. And even this word came to me in such a strong way that it was nearly almost like a commission to me. Do the work of an evangelist. Well, let me give you a little background on this verse, because it's quite interesting. Timothy was Paul's young co-worker, and Timothy was raised up by the Apostle Paul and perfected by him and brought into the work by the Apostle Paul. And while the Apostle Paul is reaching the end of his ministry, in fact, this verse 5 is right before he says, "I'm ready to be poured out as a drink offering, and my departure is at hand." It's like Paul's last word to his young co-worker. And he was burdened that Timothy would not shrink back, that Timothy would not be weak, that he would not forget, and that the situation in the churches was already going into a kind of degradation, and it needed a particular kind of ministry. And so Paul charged him, do the work of an evangelist. Well, for Paul to charge Timothy to do the work of an evangelist implies that Timothy was not gifted with the gift of an evangelist. You know, in Ephesians chapter 4, it tells us that when the Lord ascended, He gave four kinds of gifts to the body of Christ. In verse 11 of chapter 4, He says, "And He Himself gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as shepherds and teachers." Then verse 12 says, "For the perfecting of the saints, unto the work of the ministry, unto the building up of the body of Christ." Here we see in a very clear way that when the Lord ascended, He gave some particular gifts to the body of Christ. You know, the Lord prophesied in Matthew 16 that He was going to build His church. But then in Ephesians 4, we see that He doesn't build the church directly. He builds the church indirectly through the gifts. And even the gifts do not build the church directly. He gives the gifts to the body of Christ, and they perfect the saints to do the work. And so it is all the saints, all the members. That's why verse 12 says that he gave all of these, the apostles and the prophets and the evangelists and some as shepherds and teachers, he gave them to the church, to the body of Christ, for what? For the perfecting of the saints, unto the work of the ministry, unto the building up of the body of Christ. And that is how he builds up the body of Christ directly. They do it directly. So to do the work of an evangelist means that all the young people, like the young Timothys, have to enter into the work of evangelism. That this age of degradation, the degradation of the church, the corruption of this age, requires that the young people in the Lord's recovery would rise up to be evangelists, little evangelists. And just like Timothy, you may not be gifted with the gift of an evangelist, but the situation requires that we do the work of an evangelist. Coming back now to my testimony, this word came to me that I have to do the work of an evangelist, which is to perfect the saints, perfect the young people, perfect myself in evangelism, that I cannot appear before the Lord empty-handed. I cannot afford to see him at the end of this age and not have 10 minas produced out of my one mina. And I can testify to you that Brother Lee, at the end of his life, he was so burdened that the churches would bear fruit, that we would be the normal fruit-bearing branches in the vine. And let me ask you this. How many people have you brought to the Lord since you became a believer in Christ? From the time that you were baptized, from the time that you touched the Lord for the very first time in your life, how many have come to Christ through you? If you were to go to the Lord today, if you were to end your journey and finish your course today, how many would be brought by you? How many would welcome you into the eternal tabernacles? Well, we say, okay, we'll offer our money, or we'll offer our gifts, pass out a tract here or there. And of course, all of this is so precious and so necessary. But you know, in the last podcast, when we were in Matthew 25 and Luke 19, they both definitely tell us that when we see the Lord, we have to give an account. And Brother Lee warned us again and again that he's going to require this of us, that as gospel seeds, we have to multiply, that we cannot come empty-handed, and that we have to bear remaining fruit for the Lord's interests. My prayer, my desperate prayer to the Lord is not only for myself, but it is for all of you. I feel that I've spent so many years serving the young people, along with my precious brother Ricky, serving young people all over this earth. And we've had such a burden for so many years that the young people would preserve themselves from this corrupt and evil age and would be kept for the Lord's interests. And while that is a noble and precious burden, something that we've given years and years to, countless prayers, countless pleadings to the Lord, most of the time our heart has just been set on the young people growing up in the church life. Well, the Lord has recently asked me, what about the unbelieving young people? What about the other thousands and thousands, the myriads of young people all over this earth? Is anyone praying for them? Does anyone even care that thousands will die without Christ, that there will be millions who have never heard the gospel of the kingdom, and they will perish in emptiness and loneliness and utter despair, not ever once having the gospel presented to them by a gospel seed. And so these days, this burden weighs so heavy on me. Sometimes I can hardly stand it that for years we have focused so much of our burden just on the handful of young people that are growing up in the churches all over this earth. Recently, we had some fellowship that in this little city of Anaheim in Southern California, there's probably 100, I don't know exactly, but probably 100 high schoolers in the church life in the church in Anaheim. And I'm not picking on Anaheim, just using them as an example. But there's 30,000 high schoolers going to high school somewhere in Anaheim today. And I wonder, all our prayers are for the 100 high schoolers growing up in the church life. But who's praying for the 29,900 other high schoolers in Anaheim? How our heart needs to burn and how the burden within us needs to increase until we cannot sleep, we cannot stop, we cannot even pray that the Lord would cause us to do the work of an evangelist in this age. Well, that's all for today. Please pray for this very much. Let's do this work, the work of an evangelist. Again, remember, we have to pray so much. This is the way to work in God's economy. Please visit our website at hturners.com. Or if you'd like to respond to this podcast, please email us at feedback@hturners.com. Don't forget, never forget, we are the generation that will end this age. I'm sure of it. You will see the Lord. For hturners.com, this is Brother Tom Getz.